Welcome back to the show, Rainn Wilson from The Office.
Hey!
What's happening?
Hey! What's going on? How's Connecticut?
Connecticut's very good. I'm home in my home studio with COVID.
Right. But the rest is fine.
Everybody else is in the studio.
Right, yeah. We're safe.
COVID is still a thing, huh?
It's not like when you get it, you get nervous. Now it's like more like, oh, damn.
It's an inconvenience.
It's an inconvenience.
Yeah, it's good happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had it three times. So
three.
My heart goes out to you.
Being greedy.
I've been there.
I'm on my second one, so I got one more to catch up to you.
Right. No, it's not a race. Not a race.
Rainn is doing a live conversation with Rainn Wilson and a screening of The Office at the Toyota Oakdale tomorrow.
Nice.
What is the screening? What are we watching?
We're watching an episode of The Office, and gosh, now I'm forgetting which one it is. I can't remember. It is an awesome, brilliant, perfectly executed favorite episode of The Office.
Cool. Oh, good. So there's only like 30 or 40 of those to choose from.
Right.
Picked by you.
I picked it, but I can't remember which one because we went back and forth.
It's kind of good that it'll be a surprise for the folks showing up, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
we're gonna spoil the surprise.
It's a great episode of The Office. There's gonna be a costume contest, a Dwight lookalike contest.
Really?
There's gonna be a Q&A. There's gonna be signed stuff for sale. It's gonna be an event. There's a VIP kind of meet and greet option. I'm not gonna meet and greet all 1,000 people that show up, but there's a VIP option. It's gonna be an Office experience for the true diehard Office fan.
You know, the show was a hit when it was running, and then COVID, I think, brought it back, no?
It's all these different levels. So, you know, it was a big hit when it was on, then it started to decline. Then by the time we finished in 2013, it kind of disappeared for a few years. People didn't really think about it. And then Netflix came along.
Right.
Started streaming it. It was like 2015, 16. And then there's this whole other level of COVID with everyone kind of inside for a year, year and a half. And, it lives on like it's unbelievable. And I just got back from Italy. Like it's huge all over the world. It's kind of crazy. It became this weird little show about a paper company in Scranton became like a worldwide phenomenon.
You know what they call it in Italy? The Office.
People can debate like what's the funniest sitcom ever, but I don't know if there's a debate when you go to what's the best acting in a sitcom. Because I mean, this crew of people, it's one thing to do a comedy, but to do what you guys did in this comedy, the actors in this,
A-list.
Really,
yep,
unbelievably
A-list.
Convincing,
yep.
You're very kind. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was one of those magical things. Like, I mean, the ensemble is flawless. The writing team is as good as it gets. And the entire crew, we had amazing directors. I mean, it takes a village. And, you know, I've heard this before, but, you know, I look back on it in awe. I had no idea. We just thought we just wanted to make a halfway decent sitcom and, you know, pay off our student loans and, you know, maybe put a down payment on a house. That's all we cared about. And then we're just in awe and really blessed, #blessed at how incredible it turned out.
Rainn Wilson from The Office is on. What? Tell us about the audition. What did they tell you about the character and what did you bring to it from your personal life?
Well, I was very lucky because I had seen The British Office. And so there's already kind of a template for the character of Dwight in the character of Gareth. And so I kind of knew how that would play out. But at the same time, I knew they were wanting to go in some different directions and make him really American. So, you know, I have a kind of crazy white trash family from, you know, rural Washington State. And I've got farmers in my family and, you know, they drive muscle cars and, I had a lot of experience to draw from.
What did you do in the audition, you think, that got you the gig?
I think that, you know, I just really knew who this guy was. I just really felt like I knew Dwight Schrute from the get-go. And so I just came in with total confidence, and I was like, this is the character. And I just played Dwight. In fact, when you look at my audition, like, from my audition through 9 seasons, it's pretty much the same character. And I think they really responded to that. They kind of wanted to be shown someone who was going to have, you know, mastery of this specific character.
Yeah, it's true. It's not like you learned and developed and became a better person through the 9 seasons. We don't end with, like, wow, right. Dwight's really, right. The humanity in him now is, you know?
Incredulous, yes.
You do, season 9, you do get a little bit of Dwight being a little more mature. He's kind of got the maturity to be the office manager. He's a dad with Angela. He's found love. Like, there are some things that have grown him up. But you're right. You can't have a sitcom if people are learning and growing and changing and evolving through the course of the show, because they're not going to get in the same comedic pickles every time.
Right.
There's a super fan on the phone here. It's Justin in Terryville. Phil, can you conference him in?
He's there.
Yes, sir. Hey, Rain, huge fan. I was just going to say how the Superfan episodes are another really big thing that brought it back.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Those are one of my favorites. I haven't
seen the Superfan episodes on Peacock, but I need to check those out. I mean, I've seen longer versions of all the episodes while we were making them, but I haven't seen how they finally cut together.
What's a Superfan episode? Really great.
So it's a bunch of deleted scenes that they actually put into the episode, so you're watching it in its full entirety without anything taken out of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
Hey,
the episode's almost
Justin, are you going tomorrow night?
I am going tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Are you going to dress like Dwight?
I'm not, but my girlfriend is.
Nice.
Even better.
Yeah. Is she gonna be like sexy Dwight?
Maybe.
Is there one?
She's debating.
Is there an episode? Rain, is there an episode where you dressed as a woman?
I dressed like the woman from the video game. Oh, I'm blanking on the name.
Kerrigan.
Kerrigan. I dressed up like Kerrigan from the video game.
Wow.
On one of the Halloween episodes, and I have magnificent breasts.
That's
and he had
good...
to take the knives off because Toby didn't want them.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. But I actually have met a lot of, like, sexy Dwights. Like, women dress like Dwight, but then they have, like, they're highlighting, like, their best features at the same time. So
right.
I've met a number of sexy Dwights over the years.
Hey, Justin, thanks for checking in, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Rainn Wilson's on the phone. A live conversation with Rainn Wilson and screening of The Office at the Toyota Oakdale Theater tomorrow. We're linked up on the radio station website. Have you, if given the opportunity, like let's say you were single, would you have relations with a sexy Dwight?
That is hysterical. That's a really good question. You'd have to be the ultimate narcissist to make love to someone dressed like you? And the answer is yes.
Nice. So I was going to say that. That's bad. I know what I like.
That's wild.
I've also met multiple people with my face tattooed on their arms and legs and tops of their feet and on their backs and stuff like that. That is a very weird thing to go around and then meet someone, they're like, hey, I've got your face on me. And they lift up their shirt or their pant leg, and you're on their skin. You're embedded in their skin.
Right. Their belly button's your mouth. Yep, that's weird. Yeah.
And forgive me if this is already out there, and I just don't know, but is there going to be an Office movie?
Well, there's a some kind of Office reboot, reimagination happening, but it's not with the original cast. They're kind of formulating it as we speak. So I really, would tell you if I knew more, but I don't really know more. They don't even tell us because, you know, we're not the Office. You know, NBC bought the Office from the BBC and Ricky Gervais, and the Office is, they own it, so they can do whatever they want with the property.
Gotcha.
If they asked you, would you have some involvement in it, like a walk-on or?
I would love it. I would love it. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, how do you say awesome. No to that?
It's exactly. Just,
it's something that's so yeah. Very
no, another paycheck. Oh, no.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't really want to go back. I don't want to go back and, like, play Dwight. I don't really want to do a Dwight spinoff or another show or something like that. Maybe I would do, like, a movie. But something limited would be really fun, like one episode or one movie or something. That would be a hoot.
What are you working on now? Are we going to see in anything in the summer?
Yeah, I'm in a movie called Ezra. That's with Robert De Niro and Bobby Cannavale, and that comes out this next month. And I have a supporting role in that. It's a great film about a kid with autism, but it's very funny and charming and moving. And we're working on getting a second season going of Rainn Wilson and the Geography of Bliss. That's the travel show about happiness that I did for Peacock, and working on getting that going. And I have another movie called Code 3 about paramedics that it's coming out at some point this next year or so.
Cool.
We don't know exactly when. Yeah. So few things cooking, and I've got a new, my book Soul Boom came out last year, and I have a Soul Boom podcast that just dropped. So no, it's staying busy.
Good. Awesome. Wouldn't that be something if you're in a stretcher being put in the back of an ambulance, then you look up and there's Rainn Wilson?
Right.
Like,
how bad am I? I'm seeing things.
How hard did I get hit in the head?
Nice.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out. We're linked up to the live conversation with Rainn Wilson and screening of The Office tomorrow at the Toyota Oakdale Theater. Thanks for coming on, Rain. Always a pleasure to have you.
Nice talking with you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.